Good Friday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, here with Meadowlark Parkinson's Program Leader Michelle Hobb and Becky Fitzgerald, the Development Director with the Meadowlark Foundation. And got a phone call over break. Let's just go ahead and take that phone call right now. Caller, you're on In Focus.
Hello. My husband has Parkinson's, and he and I have attended the Parkinson's Program at Meadowlark for about 5 years, and he has benefited from the boxing program, the educational programs, and counseling. And he's attended the race that they have at the end of each summer. And Michelle is a wonderful leader. She's very energetic. She's very well informed, and as each new development has appeared, she has educated herself and gotten training. Yesterday, we attended an educational forum with pharmaceutical rep about a new drug therapy. And I just wanted to say that it can be a very devastating diagnosis, but because of the program, we have been able to put any fears aside and face it with, with optimism.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your kind words and your participation. We love having you both there.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye. For the call.
Bye.
That's nice.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. We always love getting calls like that. Brady Bowman here with Meadowlark's Parkinson's Program Leader Michelle Hopp and Becky Fitzgerald, Development Director with Meadowlark Foundation. And we got just about 5 minutes, a little less than 5 minutes left in the program. And just real quick, as far as the diagnosis and maybe some of those early signs, and just maybe a quick brief of what Parkinson's is, if you want to go over that.
Sure. So Parkinson's, as I said, is a progressive degenerative neurological disease. And the primary hallmark symptoms that we see are bradykinesia, or slow movements, the rigidity, as we mentioned earlier, the instability of, so postural instability, which can lead to falls, and then tremor. A lot of times people think tremor is the only symptom or the primary symptom, but in fact, many people will still have Parkinson's and not have a tremor. People also often have voice changes, so they might have a quiet or a hoarse voice. As I mentioned, the depression is a huge component in apathy. And there's really not one specific way to completely diagnose this. The best thing to do is to talk to your physician, and then also a neurologist or a movement disorder specialist.
Very good. And just got about 2 or 3 minutes left. Becky, you were talking over break, and Michelle, you kind of mentioned it a little bit in that last segment that there's all sorts of events and benefits and ways people can kind of get involved and help, and it involves barbecue, which is always great.
That's right. Our 8th annual Pig Out for Parkinson's is coming up next Thursday, the 19th, and we partner with Cox Brothers Barbecue. They invite us to come out and take over the place, basically, and we have all kinds of information there about our Parkinson's program, Parkinson's disease, drugs, medicines that you can take to combat the disease, and we invite everyone to just come out and join us from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and the Cox Brothers are generously going to give the program 10% of the proceeds that we receive that day. So I always tell people, you've got to eat at least once a day, right?
At least.
You might as well come have some barbecue. We're going to have a pork slider buffet for lunch, and then a hog roast buffet at dinner time
with Bud's bread pudding.
That's
gotta
right.
Throw that in there.
Yeah.
And again,
can't
remind
that. Pardon me.
And again, remind me. I mean, our listeners today. when that's gonna be?
It's April 19th, next Thursday, and Coach Snyder, Bill Snyder, comes for lunch, and he'll sign autographs and pose for photos with you. And we've got live music in the evening. You can buy raffle tickets. We're giving away a K-State football experience. And the winner of that will receive 2 suite passes to President Myers' suite for the Texas Tech game, and an autographed pair of Nike Cortez shoes, the ones that Coach Snyder wears.
But they're new.
New. Yes. They're new shoes. We didn't rummage around in Coach Snyder's closet.
Although that would be kind of cool, too.
Yeah.
ago. I'm not going to lie. That'd be a good thing to have on the mantle.
And then a gift certificate at Academy Sports. So you can go get your gear when you're ready to go to the suite. So
many cool things there.
Right. Yeah. So a package worth hundreds of dollars, and you can buy a ticket for just $1. So anyway, all of that helps support the program. And but it's a great at raising awareness and friends, too. So, yep. April 19th. Mark it down.
I already did.
Okay.
Already did. It's locked in memory.
Okay.
I'm going to write it down, too, because like I've been saying, I need some barbecue in my life. I haven't had any barbecue in a while. Been doing that boxing training. Got to have some barbecue every once in a
Absolutely.
While.
Absolutely.
Well, anything else just real quick?
I just want to encourage anybody who thinks that they might have Parkinson's or know someone who has Parkinson's to reach out and come and visit with us. I do individual consultations with people just to help them kind of look at their quality of life and their entire day. So it's an important thing. There's a lot you can do about this disease, and we're here to help you. So step out.
Very good.
Yeah, just call Metal Arc and ask for Michelle, and we'll get you in touch with her.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for coming in today. Michelle Hobb and Becky Fitzgerald, thanks to all our guests today on In Focus. Really had a lot of fun today. If you missed any of it, go online, newsradiokman.com, click on demand, get caught up on today's In Focus. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday.
Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, a little bit of Dan Patrick, and then the Royals beginning at 2:30 this afternoon at Cleveland. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. Have a great weekend.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. Thank you.